A two-way communication could be a very broad field, but it has a particular precision area where you as an auditor can concentrate. If you know the exact mechanics of what you were doing, it becomes the best process you ever used in your life. Used cleverly. If you don't know its mechanics and you don't use it cleverly, it becomes the gummiest, most misunderstood, non-advancing sort of a process you ever ran into. So again, here's a process that requires judgment, but it's very easy to do. This part of two-way communication, which we're discussing, could be given a name all of its own, and we would call that name description processing. It could be given this name, and so on, but it's liable to get entirely lost if we always refer to it by this name, description processing. In the first place, description processing would not be the entire descriptive name of this process. It would have to be description right now processing. You'd have to call it that. But we had better call it a process known as two-way communication, which is just exactly what it is labeled in intensive procedure. And you're learning about it at this distance in the course because it uses every single thing that you know about Scientology. And the main thing that it uses is this factor. If you establish the as-isness, if you establish the as-isness of your pre-clear's condition to his satisfaction, it will vanish. And you don't establish its as-isness by tracing its consequences, by tracing its basics, by tracing its significances, by discovering what lies under the thing that lies under the thing that lies under, the back of beyond, the other side of, let's change it all, 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 because what will happen? The process will persist, won't it? This is a tricky one, then. It is a process which actually and overtly processes and achieves alter-isness by using nothing but as-isness. You can get a change of case with the pre-clear very simply, solely by taking his case as it is right now. Right now, we want right now, no place else. We want to know how it is right now. The key question of this process can be codified. The process is not sloppy. It's not all over the place. It's highly precise. And the key question, well, how does it seem to you? You could just go on asking this question, well, how does that seem to you? And how does that seem to you? And how does it seem to you now? And how does that seem to you? And how does it seem to you? And how does it seem to you? And how do you feel now? Now, how is that? How does the room look to you now? I mean, actually, how does it actually seem to you right now? Now, what manifestation is going on now? How is it? Well, how do you feel about that? Well, you don't know about that. Well, can you get that? How you don't know about that? Well, do you like it or dislike it? Well, it seems like you dislike it. Well, all right. Now how does it seem to you? And the funny part of it is you get change, 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 change at a mad rate by doing what? Asking for nothing but as-isness. What is the condition as it is right this instant?